Jacket was always going to be a bridge too far tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was a hard night to the office, like, but yeah, it's a tough one to take before the break. Like, you wanted to go into the break in a positive mindset, but fortunately that went the way.
Nearly got the half time level. Really unlucky goal to concede just before the break.
Yeah, you know, the first goal, I thought we were kind of in the game well. Like, we defended well. Like, they couldn't get through us. They were panicking. They were trying to do diags that were going on to play and stuff. And I thought we defended quite well, but that goal, you know, mistakes happen. You know, Jay's been done well for us this year. Just a mistake like that. But
they're very physical and a very experienced team, and you saw that tonight all over the pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, we expected that, do you know what I mean? But we had to stand up to it. Like, we kind of say, oh, but we need to stand up to these teams and show that we can be physical with them. But after the break, we'll come back sharp and we'll be ready.
Kenny spoke about being without Rory Patterson and being without Aaron McInniff now for the next game. And it's the kind of player you can't afford not to have because you don't have enough coming back behind them.
No, it's tough, but, you know, it's football, suspensions happen, like, but we need to get on with it. There's no excuses now, but, you know, one of them, yeah, it's hard to take, like, with the two big players for us, like, but, you know, we'll have to get back to training after the break and work out the game plan against Shams.
Is a break coming at a good or a bad time for you, do you think?
I don't know, because it seems like the squad's quite thin at the moment. You know, Kevin Kenny's getting a few plays in and stuff, and, you know, kind of gives us a breather because, you know, we've lost all the same players through the last few weeks, and it's one of them, really. It is and it's not, but unfortunately we wanted to get the win tonight, but that weren't the case.
Michael, you're never under any real great pressure tonight.
No, well, the first 25 minutes, half an hour, really, I thought they were probably the better team. It was close, like, but they started well in that, just the same as last time, and the game sort of phased out just the way the last game phased out as well. Once we got the two goals, really, it didn't look like they were going to come back.
The first goal was unfortunate for them, very fortunate for you. They were unlucky not to get on at the break level, but after the second half, it was all one-way traffic from you.
I think that was huge, that goal for us, really, and I know it was a bit of luck, really, us getting that goal, but we needed that. Sometimes we need that bit of luck, and we haven't really got goals like that this season, so we were happy going into the break 1-0, and in the second half, we just sort of cruised it.
You did well to get that goal in. You were nearly on the byline.
No, I don't know how I've scored that one. Like, I missed one far easier 2 minutes before that, and I've blazed it over, and I was buzzing with that goal because I was getting a bit frustrated because that's the last two games now. I've been missing a lot of chances, so I needed that goal.
Strong physical team, Dundalk.
Aye, look, we've been good this year. We've been consistent, and we have a huge squad, even our subs, you know, bringing them on and that, and we're very hard to break down. Like, they weren't getting a lot of chances. We've conceded barely many goals this year, so we've been on great form.